Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a good day. Thank you, everyone, for listening and riding with us every single day. We appreciate your business, as always. Steve?
Yeah.
What you got?
Hey, here's my closing remarks. This is some advice I want to give to everybody because I have to remind myself of it every now and then, too. Stay out of your past. You don't belong there. My closing remarks, stay out of your past. You don't belong there. Too many times, people hold on to things that are not beneficial to your future. And living in the past is the quickest way to deaden your future. Do you know how many people are belaboring dark moments of the past? You see celebrities do it all the time. I heard a celebrity say, I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to forget it. Well, it ain't going to forget you either. When you hang on to the darkness of the past, it kills the bright future that's waiting on you. Stay out of your past. You don't belong there. The past belongs to history. It's what was, what happened, what went down, what popped off. If you stay there, you will remain there. Because like I said, if you hold on to your past, your past will hold on to you. Your goal in life is when God wakes you up tomorrow, he gives you a new set of 24. You get a whole new 24. It's like playing in a football game and you get a first down. You get a new set of downs. If you can push the football every 10 yards in a football game, even a football game, they give you a new set of downs. They start you over at down number one. If you gain, every time you gain 10 yards, you get a fresh set of downs. Every time you wake up in the morning, you get a fresh 24. And in this 24, you get to do the things that you didn't accomplish in the 24 you had before. You can actually get it right this time when you wake up. You actually have a say-so. Once God wakes you up, you have a say-so in how your day goes. You actually get to determine if you got up on the right side of the bed. And you know how you get up on the right side of the bed? With gratitude. Stop saying, I'm not a morning person. That's the most ignorant thing you can do to yourself. I'm just not a morning person. So now your brain, because they follow instructions, your brain has to manufacture thoughts that says you're not a morning person. You get up slow, you get up in a bad mood, coffee don't help, and you start thinking of reasons to not be a morning person. I got to go down here to this job. I can't stand these people down here. As soon as I get dressed, I got to get. I'm so sick of this traffic. I'm tired of people I'm carpooling with, blah, 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 blah. My Uber always late, blah, 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 blah. Because the moment you say the claim that I'm not a morning person, your brain starts manufacturing thoughts to justify that. You have a say-so in how your day goes. Once God wakes you up, you can say thank you. Gratitude fixes your attitude. And once you fix your attitude, that's in direct correlation with your altitude. Stay out of your past. You don't belong there. I've never been a morning person. Well, start being one. See, I'm a morning person. I love the morning. Marjorie loves the morning. We are up before the sun gets up, having coffee, discussing what the plan is for today. Man, start becoming a morning person. Stay out your past. You don't belong there. God got you through it. You know, like I said recently on the podcast, everything I've ever wanted in life, I had to go through it to get there. Well, once you've gone through your past to get to today, why would you go back there? Why? It makes no sense. God got you through it so you could get to it. But you will never get to it if you remain in the past. I heard this celebrity say, I'm not going to ever forget. It's like slavery. No, no, it's not. No, it's not. This is a one particular incident that you refuse to let go of. Y'all, don't do that to yourself. Let it go. It's gone. Do you know the two things that cause anxiety in your life? It's the two things that you can't control, your past and tomorrow. Once you dwell and harp on either one of those, it produces anxiety. Lord, I don't know what they're going to say when I get down there next week. Lord, they might not hire me. Lord, they might have moved. Suppose the price go up. I gave a price for this. It might go up. Lord, have mercy. I heard there ain't no black people over there. So I get over there and there ain't, I'm going to be the first black over there. Worrying yourself about something you don't even know nothing about. You might get over there and they cool with everybody. Quit worrying about the future, over-concerning yourself with something you have no control over, and stay out of your past. You don't belong there. Man, if God got you through it, then move on. Stop holding on to your past, because then your past holds on to you. And you will never see the bright future God has for you. Those are my closing remarks. Last thing, y'all, remember to talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.